You're listening to Vatican Radio. It's the longest and most performed of all Shakespeare's plays, a tale of complex family relationships and conflicting human emotions, one of the greatest tragedies of all times, yet featuring characters whose warmth and humour have a universal appeal. Hamlet has been translated into over 100 languages and is taught to students in countries all over the world. But a few years ago, the Globe Theatre in London came up with an incredibly ambitious project to take a production of the play to literally every country of the world to mark the 450th anniversary of William Shakespeare's birth. The tour, entitled Globe to Globe, has been unfolding over the past 2 years and has seen the play performed in every imaginable venue, from a roadside in Cameroon to half a dozen refugee camps, from the Arctic Circle to the ancient Alexandria Library in Egypt. Just before returning to London, the cast also came to give a performance here in the Vatican on Wednesday, organised with the help of the British Embassy to the Holy See and the Pontifical Council for Culture. Naeem Hayat is one of the actors playing Hamlet with the Globe's multicultural cast. He talked to me about the project and about some of the most moving moments of the tour.
So this idea was born out of a festival which happened at the Globe in 2012 called the Globe to Globe Festival, where the Globe invited 37 different companies from around the world to come and perform one of Shakespeare's plays in their native language. So what you had was a Gujarati, All's Well That Ends Well, a Hebrew Merchant of Venice, and it could go on and on and on. And so what I think happened in that across those weeks was a real sort of insightful, brilliant, beautiful coming together of people in a place like London, which is full of so many different cultures and communities and languages. And so out of that came the idea, well, all of these companies and countries have come to the Globe. Why don't we try to take the Globe to the world and see what happens? And partly that's because there had been relationships built with theatres who had visited, and so the aim was to go back and visit those theatres. And then that grew and turned into every country in the world. It's lunatic, it's wild, crazy, but in there is some sense of trying to share a story, which is a very, I think, human thing and very important in a way.
You're a very multicultural cast yourself, aren't you? Performing, I believe, is a Nigerian actor who's going to be playing Hamlet here in the Vatican.
Absolutely, yeah. We are a very multicultural cast. So we have, like you say, Laddie, who was born in Nigeria. We also have a girl from Hong Kong and another cast member whose heritage is both Cuban and Jamaican. And I think that's both an indication of some of the talent that is in British theatre. And also, you know, you want to, in a kind of humanist way, you want to feel that when we perform in, say, countries where they may not see so much Shakespeare, or what they have seen of Shakespeare is predominantly dominated by one race or another, that they may see somebody who looks slightly like them and think, well, hold on a minute, if he or she's doing it, then that means I can do it. Or if they're telling this story, which is Shakespeare, maybe I can tell a story, maybe I can write a story of, you know, my own country or my own experiences or my own feelings.
Do you see this as particularly educational then? Is it aimed particularly at the younger generation?
No, I don't think it's discriminating against any age or group of people or community of people or anything. I think it's more just about telling a story which is both provocative and tragic, but also funny and light and witty and, you know, very human. And so I think the aim is not to play to one set of people, but I think undoubtedly we have played to lots of students across the time that we've played here, and it's always very inspiring to hear them, who are incredibly galvanised, and because they may be studying the play, or they may be studying Shakespeare, or they may be studying drama, and they may want to write plays or make films. And so to feel that you are a part of that process is a very humbling, moving position to be in.
You've played in some quite extraordinary and unexpected places around the world, haven't you? What for you have been the most poignant, perhaps, the most moving places?
There are so many, like you say, there are so many. It's really difficult to pick out favourites. But I think being in the Zaatari refugee camp in Jordan, playing to a Syrian audience, was
incredible.
Because
you couldn't go to Syria,
could
you?
Because we couldn't get into Syria. It just frankly wasn't safe enough to get in and out. So the alternative was to play to the Syrian people. And the best place to do that, we felt, was in the Zatari camp. And that's also part, intrinsic part of the tour, is really trying to play to the people of any given place, you know. And so that was, for me, a very incredibly special, humbling, moving performance to be part of. And then we've also played in some incredibly prestigious theatres, which as an actor in the theatre is also very satisfying and very... We realise we're a very, very lucky, probably the most lucky theatre company ever. We've played some incredible national theatres across Eastern Europe. We've played in some unbelievable amphitheatres and ancient theatres in both Cyprus and Jordan.
Finally, what does it mean for you to be performing here in the Vatican?
We, again, as a theatre company, are in a very unique position to be able to reach people who may not normally, one, get to see Shakespeare, but also we get a kind of insight and access which other theatre companies haven't had, or a play like Hamlet hasn't had. And so for me, that's an incredibly privileged position to be in. And we honestly just try to tell the story as simply and with as much energy and joy as we can, and allow the audience to do their work, to do their own work of bringing their own intelligence to the theatre. So we're very, very lucky and happy to be here. So thank you for having us.